Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at Del Mar for the Bing Crosby meet now through November 30th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Pamplemousse Grill, experience a grade one dining experience at the Pamplemousse Grill on your next visit to Del Mar. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. Bob Ike and John Lindo, we are live from the Del Mar Press Box. We'll have coverage today from Del Mar, Churchill Downs, Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, and Laurel Park. And John Lindo, before we start talking horse racing, we've got a traffic situation on the 5 that could impact today's racing.
Right. Apparently, good morning, Bob, but your GPS system was your MVP today.
Sure was.
If you're coming to Del Mar from the LA area today, right now, before airtime anyways, the 5 freeway is closed north and southbound between San Clemente and Oceanside. So check your GPS systems on the best way to get down here. And, Bob, that could have a lot of ramifications on horses based at Santa Anita shipping down for the day. You've got a lot of horsemen, a lot of jockeys working in horses at Santa Anita and then coming down to ride. This is a really dicey thing that's going to affect the races today.
As you said, I left Monrovia at 6:15, and Navigator was my MVP. I wondered why I was on six different freeways to get down here, but thank goodness that was the situation. I got two texts, one from Kurt Hoover, who's in San Clemente, saying he didn't know what his situation would be, if he could get down here today. So we may have a new simulcast host, at least for the day. John Lees from the racing office said many horses and people are stuck. You know, the van's coming down in transit. We could see, unfortunately, a number of late scratches. Let's just see where this situation leads. But horses need to be down here, John. They need to get on the grounds. With post time at 12:30, as you said, could be a dicey situation.
Right. So, again, if you're coming down, check your updates on your GPS system. And if we do get any changes, we will let you know during the show. But obviously, it's a very fluid situation.
So, John, on the racing front, yesterday Del Mar canceled to get in front of the rain that was hit. It came down basically Thursday night and a little bit through yesterday. Today is an all-dirt card, nine races, a little bit light in spots, and as we said, could get lighter. Tomorrow, racing as scheduled, five turf races, and then we've added a Monday.
Right, and they did the right thing because it did rain hard on Thursday night down here. The track was sealed after training on Thursday morning. Nobody was allowed on the track Friday morning. They opened the track this morning. The tractors were out about 7:30, and we've got horses jogging right now on the main track. No workers today, but the track looks like it might be fast by post time. It doesn't look like there's a whole lot of water on it. They've cut it open. At the very worst, I think the track will be rated good today. It looks like with no rain forecast today and through the rest of the weekend, we should be in good shape for the main track. We'll find out how much water the turf course took tomorrow.
Similar to last week, John, when we had rain and a cancellation day and the track opened up, it started as good, but I thought the times were very normal, and a few races in, it was declared a fast track. It looks like we could have a similar situation today.
I think so, and it looks like it's in really good shape.
Training has been impacted both at Santa Anita and Del Mar. Many missed days of training. We have all these inclement weather protocols mandated by the CHRB. I frankly, John, cannot keep up with them. I don't know all the rules. Total confusion on my part. I don't know when a horse can work, when the main track is closed after being sealed. You can race on it. You can't train on it. So maybe you can bring some light, but I've kind of thrown up my hands and given up on the weather protocols. I can't keep up with them all.
Well, basically, there was no training on the dirt tracks at Santa Anita and Del Mar Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There were some dirt works on Wednesday and some on Thursday. Again, both tracks were closed. Santa Anita at least has the Tapeta training track that they could go and do some work on. But the main tracks, again, were closed Friday. They're down here, when you seal a track like it was sealed, the day after when you open it up, you cannot work. So that's what's happening today. Horses are jogging, but they're not allowed to work. We should be back on the full work schedule tomorrow. But I feel so bad for these horsemen who are trying to keep these horses fit to race, and you're starting and stopping, and you don't know when you can or cannot. It's a really tough situation, and it's both. It's not a Santa Anita or Del Mar thing. It's a California Horse Racing Board rule that they must abide by. So doing the best they can with what they've got to work with.
John, after a flawless opening weekend here, and Breeders' Cup going off just spectacularly, Del Mar Fall Meet has really been hit with some bad luck here, both weather-wise, now this traffic situation. So we'll try to get through the last 6 days. And it looked like the weather is improving, from today going forward. We've got that turf festival next weekend. So knock on wood, things will go a little smoother here.
Some terrific races, though, closing weekend next weekend. Again, no racing on Thanksgiving Day. We'll talk about the Thanksgiving Day race schedule later. But the last 3 days ought to be terrific here, and we ought to get some East Coast participation, too.
HISA has proposed some new rules softening, John, at least on their provisional suspensions, which were guilty until proven innocent before. Now they're going to actually switch and have a little bit of due process involved.
Well, we've been talking about this since HISA unleashed these rules on the people that, okay, there's a positive test on this particular substance, you're automatically suspended. There was no due process, Bob. And as they're coming around now, kind of realizing, well, wait a minute, maybe we ought to take another look at this. So there's a proposal on the table now to not automatically suspend somebody until they can gather some information, which is just kind of where we were to begin with. So I'm glad it's getting there. I'm not happy it's taken this long to get there.
Another thing, John, that HISA has done is these metformin positives, which have been very prevalent. It's a drug that diabetic people take, helps their health situation. We've seen a real kind of rash of these positives with really the levels were so low. We saw Jonathan Wong impacted with a two-year suspension. Now, all of a sudden, they're raising the metformin level.
They're going to raise the threshold of contamination level that they realize, well, this could be contamination from something else that doesn't affect performance of the horse. Well, shouldn't they have done that before they started this whole thing? It's not going to affect a guy like Jonathan Wong, who was suspended for 2 years. There are 8 or 9 positives that have been put on hold while they determine what the number should be. Again, you've kind of put the cart before the horse. You're doing the suspensions before you do the work. Maybe you do the work, and then the horsemen don't get affected, and their reputations don't get hurt, and you're taking livelihoods away from people.
John, Santa Anita has announced their overnight purses for the winter meet, so tell us about that.
In general, as an overall, the Santa Anita purses will be up a little bit over 5% for the meet. They're stressing the raising the purse levels on the maiden special weight races and the allowance races, trying to get the better horses in California. Last year, at the start of the Santa Anita meet, the maiden purses were $60,000. They'll be $70,000 to start the meet. On the other side of the fence, Bob, some of the cheaper horses, the nuts and bolts horses, $8,000 claimers. The purse will be $1,000 higher than the start of the Santa Anita meet last year. It'll be $18,000 as opposed to $17,000, but that $18,000 is $2,000 less than it was at the end of the Santa Anita meet earlier this year once there was the closure of the Northern California racing. So they're actually taking a little bit of a hit on the lower levels, and those are the guys that really need to, earn the purse money that they can to keep those horses in training in Southern California.
The Santa Anita Derby, one of the most productive Kentucky Derby preps throughout, the decades, is only a $500,000 purse this year.
Right. And when you're looking at the Arkansas Derby at $1.25 million, the Louisiana Derby, the Bluegrass, these are all seven-figure races. It's a terrific race, the tradition. I love the Santa Anita Derby. But until we get a little help from whatever situation we can, that purse doesn't match up to some of the other important preps around the country.
You mentioned no Thanksgiving racing here at Del Mar, John. Let's talk about the racing schedule for next week from around the country.
On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, you will have racing, but it won't be at Del Mar. Gulfstream Park will be open. They will start that Champions Meet at Gulfstream Park. You're going to have Aqueduct closed. Del Mar will be closed. You will have, what do we got? Churchill Downs will be running a nice card that day, and Tampa Bay will be going. So there'll be some places that you can play.
Fairgrounds
is in action.
They're going to run.
Right. So there are other places. There will be simulcast wagering, but it was always a staple for us to have a Thanksgiving card in Southern California. It's going to be a little bit strange with no Thanksgiving Day
racing. So the final week of racing here next week will be a Friday through Sunday schedule.
Right.
Knock on wood. I think the weather is
going to clear. I think we're going to be okay, yeah.
And we mentioned that good turf festival racing to close out this five-week fall meet here at Del Mar. Well, John, let's get into a little bit of handicapping, and let's talk about the South Point, because it's always a great time to get up there. I know you're going to be up there with family for Thanksgiving. I'm going to get up there before Christmas. We've got all kinds of stuff always going on. You've got the college basketball, the tournaments are going. It's just a great time of the year to get up to Vegas. It's cooled off. In fact, you might be a little chilly up there at this time of the year. So tell us about South Point. Let's get a number. The Lindo Report is always available there.
Phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Again, ask for Steve Johnson, the racebook manager. He'll tell you how you can get a Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. They've got the Las Vegas Grand Prix out there tonight. They've got the football going on, both college and pro. You got the hoops and everything else. There is always something to do and something to play when you're out there at the South Point. And check out the restaurants there. You're going to like them. They're really good. So head out to the South Point. For me, Bob, I did the late pick five today at Churchill Downs, and I did the full card at Del Mar. I'll go to Del Mar for my radio play. Race number three. Number five, another Juanito. I like the pattern of two sprints to a route. This is the horse is from a family of routers. First time, two turns. Not a tough field in this maiden 50. So I think at the I think it's 5-2 on the morning line, but if we get anything close to that or better, I'm going to take a shot. Another Juanito, number five, race number three at Del Mar. And for you, Bob, I know your sheet is back in action today, so let's get a play from you as well.
Yeah, and John, you mentioned Churchill had been off the turf a couple days, but it looks like everything's going to go good there today, right?
They're running they're on the turf. Yes. The turf is actually rated firm, and the main track is muddy. Figure that one out.
Yeah, that's different. But they have good field size and a good betting card today. So if things get a little light here at Del Mar, we've always got that option of playing the Churchill Downs card. I did put out my sheet today, John, for today and tomorrow, not on Monday for that extra added-on card, but for today, races 4, 5, and 9 were my best plays. I put $120 into the late pick 5. That's on races 5 through 9. But for radio today, John, I'm going to go to the fourth race, first leg of the pick 6. And I like the outside horse in here, and that's number 8, Aloha Dreamin', who's 7-2 on the morning line. This is a 4-year-old who's been away for a year and a half. So the layoff, of course, is a concern. Debuting at Indianapolis, Horseshoe Indianapolis, and running a very good second from the rail that day behind a filly who came back in her next start and won a $100,000 stakes race. She was 11 lengths clear of the third horse. So Aloha Dreamin', I think, is better than your average maiden 20, but maybe with this layoff, John, you can kind of run wherever you want. Bob Hess is the trainer, Armando Ayuso the rider. Outside box, tactical speed. Fourth race today, my radio play, number 8, Aloha Dreamin', again, 7-2 on the morning line. John, we're ready to take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest traditions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAS.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. John, we don't have a cowbred of the week, but we do have a couple cowbreds entered in big stakes races at Zia Park.
Right, Monday and Tuesday at Zia Park in New Mexico. Some big stakes race cards out there at Zia. On Tuesday in the $300,000 Zia Park Oaks, you've got Going Deep out from California. She's a cowbred, and the cowbred Barbara's Moon is entered on the same day in the $100,000 Zia Park Princess. So cowbreds going for some big money in New Mexico. And we talked about the purses at Santa Anita coming up at the winter meet. There are going to be 14 stakes races for cowbreds at the upcoming meet. California Cup Day is set for January 17th. That's always a fun day, five cowbred stakes on that card.
And, John, let's quick word about the NTRA. We want to get people qualified for that 2026 NHC in Las Vegas, and there is one online qualifier today. And actually a couple of them. Tell us about them.
Well, there's a $165 online tournament at horsetourneys.com. And if you want to face less people to try and qualify, there's a low ratio tournament with a $500 buy-in. And that is at horseplayers.com. Two ways to qualify for the 2026 NHC.
Very good. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Avoided the nightmare. Thank you, Navigator. So I got down here, and I think a lot of people are stuck on that 5 freeway today, Bob. So one thing I wanted to mention with you was we had a cancellation of one of the two-year-old stakes races here at Del Mar. The Bob Hope Stakes did not draw enough entries. And with your Los Alamitos Futurity coming up, do you think that cancellation helps or hurts your race, Bob?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, the Bob Hope is a race that a lot of the horses that have run in the Futurity have used as a stepping stone over the years, you know, since we started running at Los Alamitos in 2014. So we'll see what happens. I do know there were more nominations this year for the Futurity than there were a year ago, so hopefully that'll help, and we'll just have to see how it plays out. I haven't talked to our racing secretary, Randy Valdez, yet about the possible probables for that race because, you know, we're still about 3 weeks out from that. So we'll just have to play it by ear and see. Hopefully it won't hurt, and we'll get a decent size field for that race.
Bob, wanted you to preview the feature today at Del Mar. That is race 8, the Native Diver. It's only a field of 5. You've got 3-5 favorite in here, Nevada Beach, who you saw win the Los Al Derby earlier in the year, back in June at Los Al, a very easy winner. This horse last competed in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Is it a layup for Nevada Beach, or are you going to try to beat him today, Bob?
On paper, it looks like a layup. I mean, I think it'll be very, very tough to beat. He's the only horse that's won at this distance. In fact, he's 2-for-2 in a mile and eighth, because after he won the Los Al Derby, he also won the Goodwood at Santa Anita. After that, you know, I thought he ran okay, relatively speaking, in the Breeders' Cup Classic against a far better field than he's beating today. And I think if he runs anywhere close to his best, he's going to be tough to beat. Nobody else in here has won at this distance. Nobody else in here has won a graded stakes. I mean, I guess the only other contender is the horse that's the second choice on the morning line, Indispensable, strictly because he's won twice at Del Mar and is back from Kentucky after running okay in the ACAC, which is a grade three at Churchill Downs. But Nevada Beach, if he runs his race, he should get the job done.
Well, Bob, the main track here looks like it's going to be in pretty good shape. They've already cut it open. Horses are jogging over it. It might even be fast by post time today. So where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'm going to go to the sixth race. I like number two, Headstrong Ways. I don't see a lot of pace in this race, and I think she'll be tough to catch if she's able to get loose early, if she can break cleanly from the near the inside post. And if she can handle the extra furlongs, I think she'll be very tough. So number two, Headstrong Ways in race six.
And Bob's selections available at today's Racing Digest, as are John Lindo's and myself. Bob, wish you luck today and get ready for the three-day weekend here. And we'll have racing all the way through Monday. So have a good one, Bob, and cash some tickets today.
All right, you too, guys. Take care and good luck.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well, and the first thing we wanted you to do is take a look at that good Churchill card and preview one of the stakes races that goes as the 10th race. It's the Commonwealth. I see one scratch out of there, Bruce. Number 10, Simulate, is out, but other than that, we still have a nice 10-horse field in the Commonwealth. How'd you see it?
Yeah, this is a pretty evenly matched group. You know, one of the angles I took in here is you have the first and third place finishers coming out of the race at Keeneland, the Bryan Station in late October, which is obviously a feeder for this race. I'll tell you what, that was an ugly-looking race late. I kind of took a stand against those two runners, the first and third runners coming back from there. I'm a big fan of Chapman's Peak. I think that he's really turned the corner as a three-year-old when he was gelded. He came back as a gelding. He's won two in a row, one at Kentucky Downs and one at Keeneland. He did it in a different fashion. He was on the lead last time. He raided from off the pace of Kentucky Downs. I think coming off those longer races, maybe he has a little bit of a fitness edge. I think he's quick enough to be in the mix. He's not going to be on the lead, but I think he'll sit just off of him. And I think he might just have the conditioning edge, maybe a horse on the upgrade. I'll tell you who I think is the most talented horse in the race is the 9-horse Flying Mohawk, who I believe is one of the runners owned by Jason Wirth's group, the ex-baseball player. This was a very impressive winner of its maiden back on October 24. He was second in a stake race at Turfway Park, probably was overmatched in the Derby. He's entered a few times. He's had some physical issues. I believe he's had colic surgery, and he's scratched once or twice. I think his best grass race could certainly match these and maybe win here. I'm just concerned with the layoff and maybe, you know, some of the physical ailments coming in. He hasn't run since the Derby. So those are the two I'm looking at. I give the edge to the 8 Chapman's Peak over the 9 Flying Mohawk.
Well, Bob, last week, Bruce Finkelstein gave us a nice exacta box at Churchill Downs. Double your money to Cadet Core. That was the 10th race at Churchill. That $2 exacta came back at $153.
I'll take that.
That works for me. So I'm going to go right back. You got another Churchill Downs play for us today, Bruce?
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to stick with IRAD here. It's never a bad thing, right? Let's go back to the 9th race. And I like a horse coming off the layoff here, the 7 Riddle Solver for Norm Cassie. I think, first of all, he's taking advantage of an ugly running line back in May. The horse stretched out after a couple of good sprint races off the layoff, one of which was at 7.5 at Keeneland. He just really regressed going two turns. And with that ugly running line, he's dropping the horse from 80 down to 50. But if you look at the purse, I think this could turn out okay, even if he gets claimed and they win, get the first prize here. The other thing is I think he's better around one turn. His two one-turn races were sharp, and he can certainly fire fresh. He did. He broke his maiden in mid-February off a 5-plus-month layoff. I think he's well-spotted, and he has the presence of IRAD. So in race 9, let's go with the 7, Riddle Solver. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line.
Bruce, you've given us a couple from Churchill Downs. We always like to get a pick from Del Mar, so come out west here, and where do you want to go for your Del Mar play?
Let's let's go right to the opener. Not the fastest group of maidens we've ever seen. Maiden 32, two-year-old fillies going a mile. I think the horse that maybe is most suited for this kind of run is Remember April. Now, she ran third against a cheaper group, a state-bred 20 group, but I thought that was a pretty good-looking race for the level, and I loved kind of her one-pace style for going a mile. She actually didn't run badly in a two-turn maiden race prior to that on the turf at Del Mar, where she was kind of overmatched. I think going back long is going to suit her. The field came up pretty thin, and I think she might be coming out of the better race. So in the first race, let's go with the 5, Remember April, who is listed at 4-1 on the line.
And Bruce, tell us what you have available today.
Bet on Bruce, we have the full card at Del Mar, last 6 races at Churchill Downs. That's the combo platter with audio, or the best bets at Del Mar, 4 of them, all at betonbruce.com.
All right. Good luck today, Bruce. Thank you, and we'll check in again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Hey, John, before we go to break, we've got a couple minutes. How about the jockey standings? We've got Mirko DeMuro has been absolutely the best rider here at the fall meet. We were kind of critical of him during the summer. He just didn't seem to kind of have the feel for it. But, boy, has this guy turned it around. And he's leading an all-Italy contingent, going 1-2-3 in the jockey standings.
All the time. Mirko DeMuro, 10-for-22 at the meet so far. And I did not have that on my bingo card, Bob. And second is Antonio Frisu. He's got 8 winners. And Umberto Rispoli is 7. So pasta for everybody, except the jocks.
Yeah, that's right. They got to stay trim. A 1-2-3 there for the Italian import jockeys. And DeMuro, he has been spectacular, John.
Not just on the grass, which you'd expect him to be at his best. He's won a lot of dirt races, and watch him with Richard Mandela. That's been his go-to guy.
All right, let's take our time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Scott Shapiro, he's been doing work on ExpressBet and DRF.com. That is the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Taught her how to talk like that.
Give that big idea.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand.
TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday night will host a full night of trials for our richest race of the season, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity. Many of the top juveniles in the country will be in action, led by Golden State Million winner Enforce, Ed Burke Million winner Jess I'm Worth It, and Rui Doso Futurity winner Political Twist, who look to make his Los Al debut. It's an action-packed program with the 10 fastest juveniles advancing to the 2 million futurity. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool for this promotion has now reached over $100,000. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the 2 million futurity trials this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Hike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. John, let's just get it out there again. We've got the makeup day here for Monday racing at Del Mar.
Monday racing here at Del Mar tomorrow, free and easy Sundays. And bring an unwrapped toy. They're collecting for Toys for Tots out here by the front gates. There'll be barrels that you can put those toys in for the kids. That's always a great thing. You've got Wind Down. The last Wind Down Friday will be next Friday, part of that Turf Festival. And active military, get in free every day here at Del Mar. Take advantage of that. Come out to the races.
And, John, TwinSpires.com. Just want to make sure everyone knows alternate selections are available. So if you're playing the pick fours, the pick fives, take advantage. Use TwinSpires.com and, get those alternates in. They can make a big difference sometimes.
And that's just for the California racing, Southern California. Take advantage of it. I use it every day.
All right, let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, John. And one thing we wanted to address with you is there's been several gate issues here at Del Mar. I can think of three of them off the top of my head. One horse declared a non-starter. Two of them were declared starters. I know you haven't agreed with a couple of those calls last week. Start the Ride in the third race was a non-starter. Mr. Disrespectful, who just kind of looked like Juan Hernandez, just kind of sat down in the gate, came out with no rider, John. Unusual because Jay Slender, one of the best starters in the country, but maybe it's just been a combination of bad luck here at Del Mar.
It is. I think it's a combination of bad luck because over the years, Jay Slender has been terrific, and I don't even know if it's his fault, to be honest with you, but I could tell you one thing. There were three incidents, like you were saying, and the only one the stewards decided was a non-starter, I think, was a mistake. I think that horse flatly refused to get out of the gate. The other two, if you watch the head-on and you're watching the starter, the assistant starter in the gate, they're both leaning over the horse and are actually blocking the horse's vision. And all three of them, listen, they should have declared all three of them non-starters. But the one they got wrong was the one that actually was legit. It's just wrong. I don't know. It's not fair to the players. In New York, I have to tell you, to be honest, in 5 seconds, if there's any question at the they declare the horse a non-starter. And it's more aggravating than anything else is all three of these decisions were unanimous decisions. I cannot believe that three guys got all three wrong. But they did. They really did. And, the blame goes to the stewards more than anyone else in this situation. What's wrong with refunding the money and giving the players a fair shot? They're only going to come back and bet the money in the next race. It makes no sense to me. But that's the way they do things.
All right. I knew we could get John going there because he thinks they went 0-3 on this.
It sounds like good therapy for John.
John, we always get two selections from you. You gave us a winner at Aqueduct last week, Ohana Honor. Let's go for your first play, and then you can tell us also what's available today at the Rags and Sheets. John Lindo will get the first play. I'll get the second play.
Okay. So John, where do you want to go? New York, Churchill Downs? I know you've done a lot of work. Where do you want to go first?
We're going to go to Aqueduct. And by the way, a lot of rain overnight. They are off the turf. The track is sloppy. I would assume yesterday was the last day of turf racing because they do have races scheduled tomorrow, but I doubt they're going to stay on the grass. Anyway, we're going to look at the ninth race today. Full field of nine, no late scratches. The big 4-5 morning line favorite, number 2, Knight's Bridge, I think is vulnerable in this spot. Horse is a 4-year-old that runs every 6 months. I want to try to beat that horse. I like the number 8 horse in here, Eliminate. 4-year-old gelding, claimed 2 starts back by trainer Joe Sharp. Both of his horses' races for Sharp, very good. Not only that, the horse certainly likes an off track. The price is right, 12-1 on the morning line. I like number 8, Eliminate, to upset and win today's ninth race out at Aqueduct.
And as I said, John, you gave us a nice winner, Ohana Honor. Where do you want to come for your second radio play?
We're going to go to Del Mar and look at the second race today. And this is an interesting race. I think the favorites in this race are vulnerable. And I like a price horse in here, number 5, Majestic Palisades. This is a 4-year-old gelding who makes his first start for trainer Liberato Barocco. I like the barn switch here. I like the 12-1 on the morning line. He's off to a bit of a slow start, but he's had a couple of really good months this barn. And at 12-1, no question about it, number 5, Majestic Palisades, has a real shot of upsetting at a big price.
Second race, number 5, Majestic Palisades, 12-1, a nice price for John Hardoon. Tell us what you have available at the website today, John.
Okay, so we have Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and, of course, Del Mar selections. By the way, guys, last week after the canceled day, I thought the racetrack played fair as could be. I thought they really did a terrific job getting that track. I guess they called it fast, but whatever it was a fair racetrack. You can win from behind. You can win on the lead. So hopefully we'll get the same situation today.
It was definitely a track you could win from off the pace, John. I thought it might have even been biased a little bit for closers.
Yeah, but the times were good.
Yeah.
And they were handling it all over track, inside, outside. It didn't matter.
I love to see a track where horses can win from anywhere. I mean, these tracks where it just get out there and there's one speed horse becomes so boring.
Right.
I love that kind of track, John.
Yeah, and you have to give them credit when, you know, they had a lot of rain and they got rid of all the water and the track played. I thought that was the best track of the meet. I really do. And hopefully we get the same surface today.
Well, we will definitely be watching and going to school early on. Hopefully we can get your pick home in the second race, John. JonHarOon.com. I know you've got 3 best plays. And what else, John?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Multi-card special is $40. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Stay safe and be well, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys since we won't talk till next week.
Same to you, John. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next Saturday. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been a busy guy doing a lot of work on ExpressBet as well as DRF.com. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How we doing?
Doing great. And the race we had you preview, the Willa on the Move, is the 6th race at Laurel. Unfortunately, Shapper, a number of scratches. It went from a full field to a 5-horse field. Do you still want to stick with that race or something else strike your fancy?
No, we could stick with it. I think Laurel, you know, it's muddy there, but they're still on the turf, so I'm not sure. You know, I checked it a few moments ago. They have a pretty good late part of the card there. The races are hurt a little bit by the scratches, but there's a nice 3 stakes and then a maiden special. So I can stay there. I think the favorite held in here and the horse I like. The favorite's going to be number 4, Take the Money Honey, who hasn't raced since May 11th at Monmouth. And she's done very little wrong. She's got 4 wins and lost by a nose, but 3 of her most recent starts are at a further distance than today's 6.5. And I just wonder if she's going to be ready to fire fresh coming out of those long-distance races off a long layoff. She's going to be a short price. So, I don't know. I thought maybe she was a little vulnerable. She's going to have to be chasing a misnumbered on Miss Harriet. I like number 3, Grammy Girl, here. This one's raced once over a wet track. She finished 3rd. just coming into the race in good form, probably going to be the second choice with the scratches, but lost by a head last out to Senza Parole, who hasn't been as good as she was when we first saw her at Saratoga, but a legitimate animal that stacks up well here. So I'll go with number three, Grammy Girl here. I don't think we're going to get the 5-1 morning line, though.
Grammy Girl, and that is the sixth race at Laurel. John, what do you have for Mr. Shapiro?
Well, Scott, I know you've done the work at Laurel, and you look around the country. So where do you want to go from your radio play? I know you look at Churchill. You do a little peeking at Del Mar. And before I get your pick, Scott, one other thing. Hey, the folks at Fairgrounds, if you need a tree trimmer, give me a call because I can't see anything on the backstretch there. They might want to mix in a little tree trimming down there at Fairgrounds.
You could set me up. You always set Hardoon up, not me. I'm the happy guy. Yeah, I could get going on that, but apparently there's something with the those trees are like historic and they can't chop them down or something like
well,
that.
Well, don't have to chop them down, but you might want to thin them out a little bit. Jeez,
believe me, I'm just telling you. I mean, how many times did the guy say that when I was working there? So
I knew you would know. That's why I mentioned it with you. Well, Scott, let's get another radio play from you.
Yeah, let's go to the Commonwealth. I think someone previewed it before me. I'm sorry if I give out a similar pick, but I think it's the best race of the day anywhere. It's a Churchill race, 10 at grade 3, three-year-olds. They are on the turf there. It will have some give in it regardless of what the turf condition says. I like number 3, Monador. I think there's a number of horses in here that are in good form but have raced a lot this year, including the favorite Troubleshooting, who won the Bryan Station last out. But I think Monador is a now horse. And the fact that Michael Stidham and Godolphin are bringing him back so quickly, that seems a positive to me. They don't need to win this race, but I think he's probably doing all that well. He's got a win and a second in two most recent starts and two for four, overall on the turf. I think Louis Saez is going to set a perfect pocket trip on this up-and-coming son of Nyquist. So we'll go with number 3, Monador at Churchill Downs, race 10, the Commonwealth.
All right, Scott Shapiro goes to the 10th at Churchill with the 3 Monador. Shapper, want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. There will be enough racing going on that day to keep us all busy. So have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, you too, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm glad I will not be in Louisville at the track for this Thanksgiving, but they do have a pretty good card that day.
All right, my friend. Talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Let's take our final timeout when we come back. Toby Callett from South Florida. Ed Burghardt filling in for Michael Rona, who's down in the Bahamas doing a little charity
life
work down there. But we've got the legend coming back in the booth. We'll speak with Ed Burghardt as our final guest on Thoroughbred Los Angeles AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance. Never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance, but not conceit.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar, the Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
I just can't control my feet. Sunshine, I don't blame it on the moonlight.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, before we bring in Toby Callett, how about a word from Legacy Ranch and their stallion roster?
They've got a full field there up in the stallion barn at Legacy Ranch. Newcomers Om and Tamarando. They're going to stand their first season next year, Legacy. You've got the proven veteran, Clubhouse Ride, Straight Fire. You want a precocious horse. And Forbidden Kingdom, his first foals hit the ground next year. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they look like.
And speaking of Legacy Ranch and Pete Perella, he's a stakeholder out at the Derby Room, which I was at last Sunday, John, at the usual great time since I decided to stay up north last week. I went out to the Derby Room on Sunday, had a tremendous breakfast burrito to start the day. And the only thing I didn't enjoy about the Derby Room was getting beat a nose in the last race for the pick six with the joint venture, which I thought won the photo watching it the first time around. So other than that, a fantastic day. But tell us about the other simulcast locations. Well,
if you're down here in San Diego, you have the Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern at 868 5th Avenue, San Diego. In Orange County right now, if you can't get down to Del Mar because the freeway's blocked, go over to the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road. And obviously, you mentioned the Derby Room. Los Alamitos will be open for watching and wagering and live racing tonight.
All right, let's bring in Toby Callett from South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing great, and good news for you, I know, in Florida, at least getting back to the turf course starting on the Thanksgiving Day card, which kicks off the championship meet there.
Yes, it does. Eight races starting on Thursday. We'll see how things play out. We haven't had a lot of strangers show up yet, which is uncharacteristic, but considering we haven't had a purse increase, because I heard you guys talking about that for Santa Anita, we haven't had a purse increase here since COVID. So, a little stale with that, but we'll make the best of it. There's still winners to be had. And speaking of that, I'll take you to the third race today. We're going to bet on the 7 Nearly. Nearly is a Todd Pletcher trainee who tried open company at Belmont at Aqueduct back in October, raced greenly, took money in the race, and taking advantage of the fact it's Florida breds. He's by not this time. Certainly not a Florida stallion, but that's okay. John Velasquez takes the call as well. He and Pletcher have won God knows how many races through the years. Looking at the 8, only the Lonely, the 1 Playful Pal, and the 6 Far Right to round out the gimmicks. 7, 8, 1, 6, I want to get all the sticks in today's third at Gulfstream Park.
All right, Toby Kellett, the third at Gulfstream, 7816 to pick it all up. Toby, we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Looking forward to it, Bob. Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Toby.
Happy Thanksgiving, Toby.
Okay, well, Toby, we got
to... He's going to get the turkeys.
He's getting an early start. Hey, let's bring in Ed Burghardt, as I mentioned. He's filling in for Michael Rona. Michael is really kind of... You know,
roughing it
down in the Bahamas. That should be a tough gig down there. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. Back in the booth and filling in. You know, you get this assignment every time Michael has to go to the Bahamas.
Right. Well, he's in the Bahamas. I had to drive down Interstate 40 during the rain last night. I got here in 4 hours and 15 minutes, so I'm good on off surface. And luckily, the weather looks like it's going to cooperate here. And we've got a good card tonight with the Las Donas handicap. And, of course, Michael left me with a lot of full fields for tomorrow. We've got 12 trials for the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity. I believe 9 of those trials have 10 horses in them. The other 3 have 9. So quite a few full fields both tonight and tomorrow. But always enjoy coming back and seeing some of the old faces that I've known for so many years.
Yeah, Ed, give us a couple that we can look at tonight in the Las Donas.
Well, the Las Donas, the morning line favorites, A.J. Born Run, and the outside post will really suit her. She ran second in the Millie Vessels, and her best efforts come on the end of the race. But I Am Candy is a rocket ship out of the gate for trainer Eddie Willis, and I Am Candy should have a pretty good lead. So I would think one of those two, along with Rockin' with Energy, one of those three should win. I Am Candy's the speed, and the other two are the closers. So going 400 yards, just take your pick.
Now, Ed, with the cancellation last Saturday night at Los Alamitos, you've got a 10-race card tonight. You've got the 12 trials tomorrow night for the Los Alamitos 2 Million. So let's get out the post time for each night, and then let's get a radio play for you from tonight's card.
Okay, post time, I believe tomorrow's at 5:05. I'll have to double-check. And post time tonight looks like it's at 5:45. So my play tonight would be Real Eagle in race number 5, Real Eagle's last outing. Much troubled out of the gate, veered in at the start. Didn't level off until too late, but it's been getting better with each and every start. And the horse that I favored on the money line drawn in the far outside, it's been off over 3 months. So Real Eagle at odds of 3-1 is going to be my play in race number 5 tonight.
And a 5:45 post tonight. Ed, we've got a minute or two. Kind of fill us in on what the Champion of Champions field is looking like. I know Jericho, impress him. We've got the undefeated OJD Jess a bug. So, as usual, the Champion of Champions kind of culminating your meet down there is coming up as a great race.
Right. I mean, I think the best horse going 440 yards is Jericho. It's all going to depend on the post position draw for the Champion of Champions because he closes on the end of it. And he broke a lot better than normal when he was able to outfinish and press him going 400 yards in the Z Wayne Griffin Director's Trials. But, you know, you have Stanley Cartel, who's beaten all these horses earlier in the year. Got a lot of horses that have qualified already. Hot Temptation, who won the Millie Vessels, is also quick out of the gate. So it's going to be a great field for the Champion of Champions, and that'll be the same weekend we'll run the finals of the Los Alamitos 2 Million. So the big race is coming up here next month.
Ed, great having you back. Enjoy your two nights in the booth, and we will check in with you sometime down the road, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, that was Ed Burghardt. John, we've got a minute or two left. Let's just kind of recap 12:30 post today, all dirt card at Del Mar. And with this traffic situation, do not be surprised if we have maybe more scratches than usual with horses that are stuck on the van.
One thing we didn't mention, there was a pick six carryover from last
That's
Sunday
right.
at $51,000. It was supposed to go yesterday. We canceled. That pick six carryover, $51,000 and change, starts in race number 4 today. So there's still reasons to come out and play it. If you have some reduced field sizes, I'll share a little bit.
You had to bring that up, that pick six carryover, because there were one of two horses that weren't covered on Sunday.
I forgot.
And that was the nose defeat there. On Three Horse Photo Joint Ventures, the one that we had. But good point, John. We should have mentioned that earlier. Kind of got lost in the shuffle with yesterday's cancellation.
Absolutely. And like I say, I didn't even think about it. I looked on my sheet today. Oh, yeah, carryover. I forgot about that. So let's play that.
And, John, you mentioned a filly we saw in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. The runner-up Explora has been entered to run it. Churchill next week, and that would mean she's going to skip the Low Sal race that Bob Baffert has dominated.
They entered this morning for the Goldenrod next Saturday at Churchill Downs, and Explorer is on the list in a very, very big field. Not saying she has to run there, but she is in the entries.
Well, plenty to wager on this weekend. Again, Monday racing, so we've got the 3 days out at Del Mar. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the weather is clearing, John. It's starting to get clear out. The track will be fine today. No turf racing today, but five good turf races tomorrow and Monday as well. So lots to look forward to. Have a great weekend. Thanks to Christian Inside doing
great job,
a great
Christian.
Job. Mike Willman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. And stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Report is coming up right after us. Good luck today. Thanks for listening. Cash some tickets, and we'll talk to you closing weekend next week at Del Mar. Have a great day.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at old Del Mar, take a plane, take a train.